We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
It's time. We're back, baseball fans. Opening day. It's coming up. I mean, we're here now. It's late March. It's officially Thursday, March 28th. The games count. I know they counted in Korea, but that's different. Now we get to watch the Yankees, but I know Mets fans, you'll have to sleep through tonight. Get to Friday. But it's okay. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I put a couple more bets in. But before I tell you about my little stupid bets that I'm throwing $5 on, some things I'm excited about this season and some games that I'm trying to go to. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off. I got a baby now. I realize I'm cooked when I go down to Tampa and I got to take my son everywhere. And every morning starts with him screaming at 6 a.m., and then every night ends with him going to sleep and me realizing I can't go anywhere. I got to stay here and make sure my son is good. Anyway, this year, they will have the Rick Wood Field game, a tribute to the Negro Leagues down in Birmingham, Alabama, at the oldest Negro League stadium. We have, obviously, Hinchcliffe in Paterson, New Jersey. You may have heard the mayor of Paterson call into my show as they are trying to work on some things to get a little Subway Series, Mets Yankees, so we could have like a New York Black Yankees versus New York Cubans game. I don't know, maybe in 2025, 6, 7 down the road. But they've got it figured out with this Rick Wood Field game. Man, I have talked to Mr. Bob Kendrick. You might have heard him come on my show. I talked to him about it. I just reached out to the Players Alliance. If any of y'all hear me from the Players Alliance tonight, I'm down to come through. I'll pay my own way, straight up. I just want to see it. I want to be a part of it. It's good for baseball, specifically Black baseball. And I say that to say this. I saw a tweet go out from Mike Cameron today that, like, you know, people are going to react however way on the internet. I'm starting to honestly hate Twitter and the internet. But Mike Cameron is someone who I saw out in Seattle. He's a former Seattle Mariner. Like, if you guys remember Mike Cameron playing, he was a dog. And I saw him out there in Seattle, and he does so much for the community and baseball, and he cares about Black baseball. And he put out a tweet today saying, looking at opening day rosters of MLB, the Black American baseball player is pretty much extinct. Sure, there are guys in the minors that probably should be on major league teams, but it doesn't happen. 6% is terrible. There is a lot of talk about it, but the trending is off. I've done content on this. I've done Black History Month papers. I've done extensive research in the past years about the decline of the Black hero in baseball. And it's kind of crazy that, like, some people look at guys like Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr. as the best baseball players ever. Where are the next ones? Who are the next great guys? And Two things about that. I think it's okay. I don't think it's something that we should be alarmed about. It's just a sign of the times. When I say I've done extensive research on this, like, I've worked with Harlem RBI. I've, talked to a lot of young guys. I mean, even myself, I played football growing up. And if you've heard my story, I kind of regret not going with my boy Zeke and his dad Danny to the batting cages more, to the field more. Because Danny still sees me. He's like, I would have turned you into a hell of a center fielder. And I'm like, I know it. But at the time, it was like, football, NFL, you want to be a football player. And I naturally was just good at football. And baseball took a little bit more work and repetition and practice in the cage and in the field with the glove. And it also takes money to have a glove, have a bat. And you need somebody else for the most part. You need facilities, especially in Jersey. It's cold. And I find a lot of brothers end up playing basketball or football. You know, basketball, there's courts everywhere. All you need is one ball, and you can play by yourself. You can practice your shot, practice your handle. You can run, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, full 5-on-5. Even football with me, man, growing up, all I needed was a football. I could throw that football into the bush 100 times a day. I could run with that football in my hand and condition, run the bleachers. I didn't need anybody for that, but you know, there's just so many different things. As I talked about earlier, you know, who put baseball in your heart and baseball being America's pastime and the game being passed down from father to son. I know that happens in all sports, but that's like a baseball thing, like having a catch with your dad. I've never had a catch with my dad. And shout out to my dad. I don't mean to throw him under the bus. It is what it is. My parents got divorced, went their separate ways. He made a choice to not be in my life young. I turned out all right, but like I didn't go to my first baseball game with my dad till I was 23. My son just went to his first baseball game with his dad at 11 months. So when I see Mike Cameron come out there and talk about the black baseball player being extinct, there's things that go on economically. There's things that have gone on in the community to get us to where we are now. The number was above 8% not that long ago. And it's just trending in another way. But another thing is the game has exploded internationally. From the World Baseball Classic last year, we see the influence. Now, the Miami Marlins down there at, Lone Depot Park, not even Marlins Park anymore, they're saying, yeah, you guys can bring in the vuvuzelas, bring in the drums, the bells, the whistles, everything you want to do. Let's have a party. Fine. And when I say that, I also say this, that like, The greatest player in the game is Shohei Ohtani. They just took the game to Korea for the first time ever. And there's a bunch of Japanese players. There's Korean players. And obviously the Latin explosion. Look at Ronald Acuna Jr., the reigning NL MVP. His brother is on the Mets. And like I just put $5 on Fernando Tatis Jr. to lead the NL in home runs. Like there are a ton of Dominican players, Cuban players, Puerto Rican players, Mexican players, Venezuelan, Colombian. And that is what baseball is now. It is a global game. It isn't just America's pastime and Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier and black players came in. And no, it's just different now. Diversity isn't just black people. Diversity is diversity. 877-337-6666. So I am excited to see the Rick Wood Field game. I'm even working on potentially flying down there for the game to cover it on social media and do some cool stuff. But also this year, we will have the London Series game. If you've heard me on The Fan, I have endorsed it and done nothing but endorsed it because my experience in 2019 as a fan going out there to see the Yankees was one of the best trips of my entire life. One of the best weeks of my entire life. I also slid to Ireland, which was dope. And I want to go back to Ireland because I only spent a day in Ireland and that's not enough. Like, I want to go out to the countryside in Ireland. Ireland is sick. They should put a baseball game in Ireland if they could figure that out. But if you're a Mets fan or Phillies fan that hears my voice and you're thinking about going to the London series, man, put on your credit card. That's what I did. I was broke as hell. I honestly had no bread. I was unemployed. But I was grinding and I was figuring it out. And I remember waking up at like 3:30 in the morning to buy the tickets to the London series. And I got blessed. So many people were complaining that morning by 6, 7 o'clock that ticket sold out. I had my phone, my wife's phone, and my MacBook all like on the server trying to like, you know, refresh and get tickets. I ended up getting two pairs of tickets. I was in there. And even with the flight, like, you know, I'm not encouraging you to put stuff on your credit card and run up a credit card bill, but I'm saying if you're a baseball fan, if you want to go see your team play in the UK, in London, it is magical. It is enchanting. It is a once-in-a-lifetime potential thing. I don't know when the Yankees are going back. I knew I wasn't going to miss it. I proposed to my wife out there. I went and saw a bunch of dope things out there. It just opened my eyes and just, like, you know, expanded my worldview. And I thank baseball for getting me to actually do that. What else is going on this year in baseball? The Little League World Series, the home of the Little League World Series, Williamsport. I actually went to baseball camp down there 2 years in a row. The Yankees are going to go play there again. They played years ago there, but they're going to face the Tigers on Sunday, August 18th. I'm like, I know it's limited seats, but I got to figure out a way to go out there. I'll drive out there. I remember my mom, shout out to my mom, driving me out to camp. And this is before we even had MapQuest. There was no GPS. We're getting the old trusty road map. I learned how to read a road map and tell my mom, hey, we got to get off on this exit, take this, blah, 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 drive out to Williamsport. And that was great. I mean, I was out there in 98. I remember I went during the Home Run Derby All-Star Game of 98. I loved it. Best camp experience I ever had. And I would love to go out this year to see the Yankees play the Tigers in the MLB Little League Classic in Williamsport, where I've spent two summers as a kid. The All-Star Game. I went to the All-Star Game last year in Seattle. A lot of you might have listened to me last year where I said, ah, FOMO, I don't think I'm going to go. The Players Alliance came in 2 days before the festivities kicked off. They blessed me. They reached out to WFAN. They said, we need this guy. They flew me out. It was sick. I've never been to Seattle. I love Seattle now. I want to go back and see the Yankees out there. Crossed off T-Mobile Ballpark from my ballpark list. The year before, L.A. L.A. was sick. I wouldn't suggest them doing the All-Star game there again because it's too spread out. But L.A. was great. I went to Denver for Coors Field. Coors Field was great. Where else did I go to the All-Star game? Minnesota. And I'm forgetting another one. But the All-Star game now is in Dallas, right? The Texas Rangers. They got a brand new ballpark. The World Series champs. And I was thinking today as I was getting ready to come here, I'm like, that might be the last time I go to Jerry World. That might be the last time I go to Jerry World. Going to see the All-Star game out in Dallas, Arlington, Fort Worth area. I'll go take a tour of Jerry World, and I don't know. I don't know how I'm feel about them Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Chris is in Woodbridge on the Fan. Go for it, Chris.
Well,
good on
set.
Hey, Mike.
What up, Chris?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Huge up.
Yeah, man. What do we do this offseason?
The Dallas Cowboys let a lot of players go, and they brought in Eric Kendricks. That's about it.
Who is that?
He's a decent linebacker coming from the Chargers. Used to be a Minnesota Viking, and the connection there is that him and Zimmerman used to work together, and you know, Zim is now taking over for Dan Quinn with the Dallas Cowboys. So I don't know, man. Mike Zimmer. I hate the Cowboys, to be honest.
What's the story with Pollard?
He signed with the Titans. He went back to Tennessee. He's from Memphis. He signed with the Tennessee Titans right away. He wanted to take a discounted deal, but the Dallas Cowboys didn't want to pay him. Word came out that the Dallas Cowboys weren't willing to pay Zach Moss $4.25 million. Zach Moss was interested. Derrick Henry just went on a podcast and said he was going to either Dallas or Baltimore. Dallas didn't. It's ridiculous. I don't know what Jerry Jones is on right now. I think he's on his last leg right now as GM, CEO, president, owner. But this is a terrible offseason. They're not going to re-sign Dak. They're going to let Dak play out this last year. I get it. I understand. Mike McCarthy's on the last year of his deal. They got like this offseason has been trash. Actually, you just reminded me. I wanted to bet the under for wins on the Dallas Cowboys right now.
Well, Jerry Jones might have to. He might be in the rears. You know, supposedly he got a kid. You know, somewhere.
I was talking about that on the Fan. They settled that up. Supposedly, you know, a young lady wanted to be in his life that he didn't want in his life because you know, he had a little mistress on the side or whatnot, and she went to court like, hey, I'm your daughter. I get some of this estate, don't I? And he was like, nah, not really, but, like, how many million you want? Five is good?
Yo, but let me ask you this one. Did you hear what, the allegations that they got on Dak?
I did. But
that's
then
crazy. I mean, after all these years, this lady comes out?
Yeah, and it's tough because they did it while Dak's daughter was just born in, like, late February. I don't know. What I also heard about it was that this the lawyer and the woman, they're, like, disgruntled Cowboys fans that are mad at Dak. I don't know. It was Dak countersued as well. It's a cold game out there, man. It's interesting how, you know, some of these women I don't really even want to talk about it, honestly. With Dak, though, I don't know who's innocent or who's guilty. I just think it was kind of foul how his daughter was just born. That allegation came out. He countersued, and it's just like, I don't know, believe whoever you want to believe. I'm sure they'll settle out of court or whatever because, I mean, Dak's got multi-millions, and if the chick just needs a payday, she'll get her payday. But I did see Dak countersued. They got a lot of nonsense going on. The last thing I saw was that former Jet Dalvin Cook was interested in signing with the Dallas Cowboys, and Ezekiel Elliott wants to come back as well. Not even mid.
We'll see. Here we go again. We'll see what happens.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan in the area like I am, it's not looking good. 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. And after a first-round exit to a young Packers team, Jerry Jones says, we're all in. You'll see this offseason that we're not building for the future and that we're going all in. Shut up, Jerry. You gotta be a clown. Like, a whole clown. That meme where Jerry Jones' face turns into a clown, that is the most accurate meme. This guy doesn't have a clue. He doesn't know what to do. Hire some football people. Hire some people that can help you out and build for the future. Build a vision, right? You got Dalton Schultz going on podcast as a Texan now talking about how he felt like a zoo animal, how Jerry sets up everything for fans, right? For people to come and take tours like I'll probably do during the All-Star game. And while they're lifting weights, there's this like mirror glass where the fans are on the other side looking at the players while they're trying to train and get ready for the season like they're zoo animals. Nuts. 877-337-6666. Eric is in Bayville on the Fan. What's up, Eric?
Yo, what's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
All right, hanging in there.
Yo, one of the most beautiful times of the year. It's the eve of the baseball season, so I like to do my futures tonight.
Yep.
So your show's perfect. So just if anybody, I'll throw it out there. One of my favorite things to do is the 30-plus home run guys. And you can pick about five of them, so you can do like a five leg parlay with it.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun. And then also Baltimore, Twins, Astros, Phillies, Cardinals, 5 to win 7-15. Those that are division winners.
Okay. Baltimore, Minnesota.
Baltimore, Twins, Astros, Phillies, Astros, and Cards. That's 5 to win 7-15.
The Cardinals.
Yes. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, that NL Central is up for grabs.
Well, the NL Central is always up for grabs. And, you know, and they're such a good franchise, the Cardinals, is that you can't keep those guys down for too long. And they're kind of like, they got that Tampa Bay vibe where they'll just, you know, they just come out of nowhere.
They're the favorites. They're not going to stay down forever. They'll reload, you know, and they'll have a bunch of guys that nobody's ever heard of hitting home runs and,
exactly,
and pitching well for them.
Throwing 103, five-tool players coming out of nowhere. You know, them in Tampa, they got the same, you know, MO. And, you know, and that brings me to my second point, is that I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I see you at the stadium a lot, man. I see you doing your thing and stuff like that. But I'll come and say hello this season. But I'm usually in the same section as you, and you go to a lot of games, and so do I. I went to about 50 games. I don't know about you guys, man. This is a third-place team, I would say. And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer on the eve of the baseball season.
You're being real. It sounds like being a Debbie Downer, but when all things considered – I don't know. I think there's some super optimistic Yankee fans that are always glass half full, always, we're going to win. You got to replace 600 from last year. There's guys already like Judge missing time in spring training, being beat up.
Yeah,
DJ's hurt. You're banking on Rizzo to stay healthy. Who's your backup first baseman? Now they got to make a move for John Birdie the day before the season to be backup insurance. The team again
they
wasn't
built
correctly.
Aaron Boone. Yo, they should give Aaron Boone the same jacket as Jim Carrey from Batman with the Riddler. because they are, I mean, they're full of question marks, man. And, you know, I haven't heard a word come out of Tampa Bay spring training, and that scares the daylights out of me.
It should, because they're plotting.
Baltimore
they have,
got better.
Yeah, they always have guys.
They were 20 games better than the Yankees last year. The Yankees acquired Verdugo and Soto. They didn't do anything with their pitching. They haven't done anything with Cole. Cole won the Cy Young Award last year, minus him now, and they still were a little shade over 500. You're going to get the Tampa Bay, you're going to get the Blue Jays, who are going to be decent. You know, everyone talks about the Red Sox are going to finish the worst, and it's going to be the worst season you've ever seen. You just watched the Red Sox, who play the Yankees very well, especially this
They have a good manager. They'll figure out how to steal some games. They'll be pesky.
Yeah, man. It's always the division. It's like the
it's the best division in baseball. Nobody's laying down for anybody. There's rivalries. There's games where somebody's just gonna go off
night in, night out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. Optimism, but also realism. Like on paper. And you're a fan, right? You say you went to 50 games. So, like, there's a difference. And I say this a lot, and I don't mean disrespect to anybody because I've been a different kind of fan. It's one thing when you're watching on TV and you're seeing the produced game and you're listening to Michael Kay or Coney or Paul O'Neill or now Girardi, whatever, and you're taking what they're telling you. It's another thing when you're in that stadium, you're looking at these guys come out of the dugout, you're looking at their body language, you're looking at how they handle strikeouts,
You just see it differently.
You feel it differently.
And I listen to games on the radio. I listen to every single game on the radio, man. Before the pandemic, I'm 40. I haven't missed me and my buddies go with a group of 14 guys. We're called the Goon Squad. We go, and we went to 20 straight regular season, home openers and stuff. I listen to the radio. I listen to Susan. If you want a real vibe on this team, you go to Susan. You go to Sweeney Murdy, and you go to John. And if you want to hear how the Tito, Susan, and when he's huffing and puffing, and all you got to hear is Susan go like that,
they're real. They've seen it all, and they don't hold any punches. And they're gonna. You can hear it. You can hear it in their voice all last season. I'm like, John and Susan deserve better than this. 20 years of John and Susan
really
coming
up.
Does
Juan Soto make us that many games better?
I hope so. I hope he's disgusting this year. I hope he's tearing the cover off the ball. I hope he's healthy.
He will. Intimidating. He's a stud.
I hope he puts pinstripes on. He feels the power in pinstripes. He's Superman.
Keith, I went down to 7 spring training games. I took a week and a half down there. Giancarlo looks great. He looks skinny. He looks leaned out. He looks more athletic. He looks locked in.
I was there the night he hit all those home runs, and I'm like, what got into this guy? I think it was really the pitcher he was facing. I forget the guy from the Pirates that was actually throwing him fastballs.
You know what, though? I was there for that when he hit the 3 home runs. He looks different. He looks comfortable. He looks athletic. He doesn't look so stiff. It doesn't look like he has broken glass.
He's got something to prove. He had an offseason where he was pissed off. He was motivated because he was talked about. Good. Whatever works.
And
props to Cashman. I'll give you credit for that. Yeah, he is.
And
he knows.
Said you watched the 30 home runs with that guy.
Yeah, well, wait, who watched 30 home runs with him?
I'm sorry. You can set your watch to Giancarlo Stanton having 30 home runs this season. No matter how many games he misses.
I don't know. I would love for him to have 30 home runs. Let me see what it is to bet him to have 30 home runs. I would love for him to have 30 home runs. That means he's available.
I think he's plus 168 or something like that.
Yeah, I would love for him to stay healthy and be available in that DH spot.
But, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong. Hasn't he hit like 30 home runs? Like
That's what he does. He's a home run hitter.
And he misses 28 games. He misses games and couldn't run last year, and he still hits 30 home runs.
I need him to hit 30 home runs this year in this lineup with this team.
I need him to be up for MVP consideration. If this guy comes out of nowhere Rondon, please just don't make me fall in love with you, man. Don't be Pineda. Don't be Big Maple. Don't be these guys that come along that I fall in love with. I see their stuff. I saw Joe Torre take him out of the game. I almost had a tear in my eye. And I'm like, don't sucker me in, Rondon.
Yeah, but see, that's why spring training, that he did that against the Phillies B squad. We all love that because Mr. T took the ball from him. Then I was at the game the next week against Bryce Harper and the Phillies B squad, and they're hitting home runs off him. I don't know.
No. Everything looks great in spring training. By the way, I love Steinbrenner Field. That place is Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It never gets old, man.
Not a bad
if you see me
house.
In the stadium,
thank
just
you,
yell my name.
I appreciate
y'all. I'll say what's up. Thanks for the call, Eric. 877-337-6666. I mean, if Stanton can hit 30 home runs, if Soto can hit 35, 40 home runs, if Judge can hit 40, 45 home runs, if Rizzo is the key, man. If Rizzo is actually hitting in the lineup after these guys and he's back to being Rizzo, not concussed Rizzo, not back spasms Rizzo, Gleyber Torres is your leadoff hitter. We need Gleyber to have the best year of his career. Gleyber, you want to be a Yankee? Here you go. Here's your opportunity. I think they have the bats. I think they have enough good hitters, veteran hitters in the lineup to score runs. We're not even talking about what Volpe can be in year two. We're not even talking about how sneaky of a bat Verdugo is lower in the lineup. That's a guy that was a leadoff hitter for the Red Sox. Trevino's wrist, he doesn't have a bum wrist like he was playing all last season with. He's going to be better. Austin Wells, I know they have confidence in him. They just shipped off Ben Rortvedt. Let's go, man. Let's figure it out. Let's go. Mike is in Ramtown. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Keith.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Let's go Mammoth Hawks, baby.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, real quick. I think the starting pitching, obviously with Cole out, it's the issue. And I would deny anybody who would say otherwise. I know starting pitching is, you know, less because of all the relievers and you have, you know, they only pitch five innings, but the Yankees need to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? The Yankees are more confident than anyone in their pitching, and anyone that can't sleep comfortably tonight going into opening day, it's probably because you're like, I don't know what Nestor's going to do against this Astros lineup.
I don't know what Nestor's going to do against that. You know what? Are you confident?
No.
Honestly.
I know he's a competitor, but I know he was hurt last year. I know this is a big stage, and I want him to be 2022 All-Star Nestor, but I've also seen Nestor get rocked. I've also seen Nestor not go deep in games.
I'm also seeing that 1 year is an outlier.
Of course.
And I'm also seeing that Nestor is Nestor, and that 1 year was an outlier.
Yeah, and last year was the pitch clock year, and you know how Nestor likes to play his little games. I don't know how
he does. And I was a D1 pitcher for High Point University, Big South Conference,
mm-hmm.
and I love to take my time on the mound. God, that pitch clock would have killed me.
Yeah, I mean, it kills a lot of guys. It's changed a lot of guys' games. Thanks for the call, Mike. You know, Nestor likes to do his little games, his quick pitch, you know, his little swing of the leg. I don't know. That's my dog. I appreciate Nestor. He's stepping up and taking the ball. I think he'll be all right. But before we go to break here, I will say this, and somebody clip it. It is already clipped. Without Gerrit Cole, that is the biggest hit to your identity this year. After last year, you took a hit to your identity losing your captain in Aaron Judge. Cole is pretty much a captain. So you lose the reigning AL Cy Young winner last year. Now you lose the reigning AL Cy Young winner this year. We can't catch a break. But optimism, positivity, guys will rise. Guys will step up. There are guys that can pitch. And I already said my hot take earlier in this show, someone asked me, I think it was Josh and Passaic. I said, I think that Yankee fans are thirsting over so many guys like Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, Corbin Burns, Dylan Cease. When those guys get rocked, like Yamamoto, who you were thirsting over, and you look at your own guys that are probably going to hold it down, I don't think they're going to suck between Nestor, Rodon, Clark, Stroman, and Heel. I think in a few weeks, we're going to be like, hey, actually, this rotation is better than we thought. We need them to stay healthy. 877-337-337. 6666, my time is burning. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Right back at it. Was about to put in some more bets. Before the break, we were talking about the Yankees and Giancarlo Stanton hitting 30 home runs. So I went to look that up, and I ended up finding something else. So Giancarlo Stanton to hit 30 home runs in the regular season is plus 142. Francisco Alvarez to hit 30 home runs in the regular season is plus 255. Who would you rather put $40 on? I've got $40 left in my account, and I'm like, should I put it on Alvarez? Should I put it on Stanton? Or should I just, like, put it on a parlay for tomorrow's, or today? It's opening day. It's opening day. It's opening day. For today's first game of the season with the Astros and Yankees that nobody knows how it's going to go. I mean, Francisco Alvarez is my favorite Met. I think he's a dog. I think he fits the modern-day player. You know, I was just watching a video of Ellie De La Cruz speaking today. Shout out to him who just signed with Jordan Brand. I think he's going to be a star this year. I can't wait to watch him play. I'm putting bets on the Cincinnati Reds because I think he's just going to power the Cincinnati Reds' little red machine. But he was talking about how it's important for fans to understand him and for him to understand the fans. And I love when these players understand that, hey, we're not forcing you to speak English, but if you do speak English, it's only going to help you and your brand and you to connect with the fan base. And Francisco Alvarez took that up right away. He's another young player. English, obviously, is a second language. And at 22 years old, you know, he is already trying to, you know, speak to reporters, which that's tough, man. I know, you know, Gary Sanchez, when he was with the Yankees, Gary Sanchez could speak English, but he didn't feel confident speaking to the New York media in English because he didn't want to misspeak or say something wrong or something be interpreted the wrong way. Whatever. It is what it is. There are a ton of interpreters in baseball. Toughest job as an interpreter in baseball is the guy now that's standing next to Shohei Ohtani. And the guy that used to stand next to Shohei Ohtani that lost that job, he might be going to jail. But anyway, Francisco Alvarez is 22. I would put money on him to hit 30 home runs before Giancarlo Stanton, who, how old is Stanton now, 34? Giancarlo Stanton is 34 years old. Let's go to Thomas in center reach. What's up, Thomas? You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
You know, watching Draymond Green get thrown out in the first 4 minutes of the game tonight, the more things change, the more things stay exactly the same.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy, man. Steph Curry's face is...
He's had enough. He's like, man, we're trying to compete. It's late in the season, bro. We need you.
Yeah, it's wild. Well, I was looking to talk about this Mets team this Friday now.
Yes, sir.
Hyped. I was going to get the day off, but now I don't really need it because I got off school on Friday. So now... for my break, so now I don't really gotta.
Awesome, man!
I don't really gotta take the day off.
How you feeling? How you feeling, honestly, about the Mets in this first series and just this first? I like their matchups. I like the teams that they're coming out the gate with on their schedule. Like,
yeah, it's pretty gonna be. I like this Brewers matchup. Brewers are gonna be a little tough. They lost. Losing Corbin Burns really ain't going to help them, but I really like that stretch that we got.
You got the guy that knows him very well. You got the guy that helped build him. I think that's a, you know, that's an advantage.
Yeah. especially love that they play the Royals because they're going to be a bit tough. They got a couple players, but they still, everyone really thinks, they still did lose 106 games last season, man.
Yeah. And it's early in the season, bro. The Tigers, the Reds, you will run into the Braves early on, but then the Royals, the Pirates, those are all teams that we look at as like, hey, they're not great teams, and they're not going to come out of the gate scorching. And the Mets, when you look at their nucleus and their team and the core that did win a bunch of games just 2 years ago, they know how to win. I think they're better suited to go up against those teams and take two games in those series.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, it's going to be very interesting to see how they're going to perform against, they really got to perform against these not so great teams. Like last year, when they were losing to the Tigers at the beginning of the season with Verlander on the mound, I was like, oh, maybe this team ain't going to be good. And my dad's like, oh, season's early. And
no, it's,
look what happened.
It's very important this year for the Mets to start off with a winning record. It's very important because just in the last couple of days, right, like it seems like the energy and the expectation from the J.D. Martinez signing to now, it seems like everybody is starting to say, all right, well, maybe the Mets aren't going to be that bad. You know, some people are back on board. But the quickest way to dead all that is to come out and start, 5-13.
Yeah, I'm hyped for the – I know it's going to be – I really hope they don't start that bad. I'm hyped for the J.D. Martinez game. I'm hoping that it's not the Apple TV game he debuts in because supposedly they're saying he might debut during the Red Series. I'm really hoping it's not
we're back to the
Apple TV game.
You just reminded me that, like, these Apple TV games, the first year Apple TV was free. Last year you had to pay – now you got to pay forever. It is what it is. It's business. The NFL does it. You know MLB wants to do it too.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Player from the Mets I'm really, really kind of excited for. I'm really excited for Sean Manaea. I was going to call him Soa 2.0, man, it's Hispanic door, but he shaved it up.
Yeah.
He had the long hair. Now he got the beard. He shaved it.
LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. He's in New York. He's like, I'll probably never be a Yankee, but I'll shave my beard and cut my hair short like I am one.
Yeah.
Maybe Mendoza coming over with the Yankees influence was like, hey, new look, new place, you might want to chop some of that off. And he said, yeah, why not? And I think it helped him.
Yeah. There you got them. You got Hauser.
Severino. Bearded Severino. Yeah. Severino looking different.
Yeah. They got him, Tyrone Taylor, another player who I really like that they got. Nice center fielder if Nemo wants a day off or something.
Well, Harrison
really
Bader.
Like that. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, they got him. They got Nemo. This field, it's getting into their 30s, but they still got a lot of juice. Marte coming bouncing back.
Has to have a bounce back year. Has to stay healthy.
Yeah, the double groin surgery ain't no joke.
McNeil has to be a 300 hitter.
Yeah, I'm hoping this isn't a career 200.
Here's a hot take for you, Thomas, and the Mets fans listening. This is the year where they throw at Pete Alonso and there's immediate smoke. There's immediate pissed off teammates like, nah, we're not going for it. Not this year. This is Pete's contract year, his walk year, his prove it year. You can't have another IL stint because he wears one. And it's not Buck Showalter coming out there anymore with just a meme mug. Nah, it's like, hey, handle your business, protect your guy, have his back. Here's a hot take for you. They're not going for it. There's some different guys on this team this year, like Harrison Bader, his former college buddy from the Gators, where they call themselves the Diesel Boys. You can bet that Harrison Bader's gonna have his back and he's not going for it. He's a New Yorker. He's not going for you guys throwing at Pete Alonso this year. I felt like in the last year, it was soft. It didn't represent Queens. It didn't represent New York well to get punked like that. And you can't afford this guy being hurt because he's taking a hit by pitch.
I think they led the league. Mark Canna broke records.
Yeah, the last two seasons, the Mets got hit more than probably anybody else.
It's unbelievable. But I'm hoping they got that. They got Beatty. Beatty's got it. This is his prove-it year.
He's getting the opportunity to do it, or I don't know, Joey Wendell's going to be over there.
Yeah, they sent Vientos down, so he's not even really, he's going to have Wendell in his competition. That's, I think, honestly, I'd rather have Wendell. Wendell's an experienced guy, but Vientos was going to run down, they were going to put, I, I feel like Mendoza would put Vientos in if AD was struggling. And see if Vientos could be the third baseman of the future and not use Beatty, but Beatty needs to squeeze by.
I think Beatty right now is going to be the better glove. I don't know how much of a fielder Vientos is. I think he's more so known for his hitting. And I'm saying this last year about Vientos. They don't love him. They never loved him. Buck never loved him. Nobody in the organization loves that kid.
Yeah, I don't. I just think, man, him. Honestly, that he has a real chance. I hope he does well. I'm rooting for him. They got him. This is going to be an exciting. The AAA teams or all these teams that we've had, they've really never performed. That AAA team, they're going to be pretty good with Acuna and Williams and. I think
we haven't mentioned your boy, DJ Stewart. DJ Stewart, I always said he's a wannabe Yankee killer because when he was an Oriole, he used to turn it on. Last year, you got a glimpse of him late in the season. He spoke about wanting to be here in New York. He might get an opportunity. He might turn some heads.
Yeah, he beat out Manchui. I think it's like Manchui. He beat him out G-Man for that last roster spot.
They cut Luke Voit.
I like Luke Voit. I liked him. I don't know. As soon as they signed J.D. Martinez, his chances are real gone.
He's cooked. Yankee fans, we used to call him Look Voit because he used to strike out looking all the time. That used to piss me off.
With his shirtless sleeve in AAA and on spring training this year, came into the game shirtless. It was wild.
With the chain hanging and the chest hairs out.
Yeah. Also, I really just wanted to say that this is just getting on this radio show is really awesome to me. Just because, I really want to do this and, commentate and announce and do all this stuff when I, get to that point in my life.
Yeah.
So this is, really awesome to get here and do this.
You listen, you call, you get on, you're on air now. You can screen record this and go back and listen to yourself, post it, and then do your little podcast. That's something I wanted to post today. Hey, everybody, start your podcast for the season. There's always people starting new podcasts every baseball season. I would tell people don't. But, I understand it's a passion project. It's something you want to do for fun. Just don't start your podcast thinking you're going to be John Boy in a year. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, you can. You gotta start from the bottom. You got to have, if you really want, you can have people that you know. If you know people like that, I've heard of people who start podcasts and they get people that they know and they promote them.
It's a grind.
First, you get that.
It's a grind, and it's evolved so much, man. It's different now. Now you got to have video. You got to have guests. You got to have a YouTube channel. You got to do promo. You got to get advertisers. You can't just, it used to just be audio, right? People were making podcasts and they were getting popular off of just strictly audio only. Now the podcast game has evolved in the last 7 years or so. It's very competitive. And if you're a no-name person, how are you going to compete with some of these former athletes making podcasts, some of these former players, former broadcasters, people with, thousands of followers? It's tough out there.
Yeah, especially now with TikTok, adding to the scene, post your videos there.
You just reminded me, I got to get a TikTok live in. Someone was hitting me I'm going to go live on TikTok this last hour. Thomas, you're the man. LGYM, LGYM. Yeah, that's Pete Alonso's thing and my thing. 877-337-6666. Let's see if we can sneak a Yankee call in there before we go to the break. Chris, down in Maryland, my guy, you still listening to the Fan down there?
Hey, yeah, sometimes it's been a while, but hey, I had to call you before the season started. But real quick, but football real quick, top four quarterbacks in the draft, how do you rank them?
And Caleb Williams is number one, in my opinion. Uh-huh. I think Jaden Daniels has the most potential to be the modern day quarterbacks that, can throw, can run, can make plays, whether it's, third, I think.
McCarthy?
No. I think it should be Drake May, and I just don't know. His stock has dropped a lot, but it was always him and Caleb Williams. And I just think through the process, we end up getting so far away from that. But if it's not Drake May, I would put Michael Penix Jr. And
He can pass, but
he can sling it, man. I love watching that kid throw. So give me Caleb Williams, give me Jaden Daniels, give me Michael Penix Jr.
Okay.
May.
Okay, enough football.
JJ McCarthy, Bo Nix.
Okay, enough football. Thank you. Yeah, I like the guys who can throw.
Joe Milton.
That is what I was going to say. I'm so excited for baseball. I had to call you. And I did get your signal. I wouldn't get it earlier. It's raining pretty good down here all day, and it was difficult. But you finally came in here. This is clearing. Anyway, I'm so ready for baseball big time. Remember, Juan Soto was in the majors, I think, at 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was in big time. So you guys take care of him up there. I'll be rooting for him hard. I like our home run king up there. Do we know how they're going to bat? And which way does Gleyber Torres bat?
Gleyber Torres is a right-handed hitter. He's going to be the leadoff hitter.
Okay.
Soto's going to bat second. Judge is going to bat third.
You know, okay, good. Then that would mean probably Rizzo, Forrest, and Stanton's there.
Stanton's going to be lower in the lineup, I think.
Okay.
But I might be wrong because I think they were batting Gleyber fifth. Well, so maybe now Stanton's, you know, with after this spring.
Okay, all right, but Soto, you guys take care of Soto. Look, he was in the pros. All he wants to do is play baseball. He's just a kid wanting to play baseball, still in a kid's body. I don't care. I think he's a nice guy. Nothing wrong with him. He likes playing his baseball. Y'all take care of him. Maybe he'll stick around there. And if that's where his daddy likes and he wants to be, hopefully it all works out well. I'd root for him forever.
Sounds good.
Be a fan. I'm also excited. If you're not excited about baseball, anybody, watch the 71 first three innings of the 71 All-Star games, if that doesn't get you in the mood. The best arm I saw in the National League last year was the damn shortstop, not a pitcher, for the Cincinnati Reds, that De La Cruz. Man, when he
monster.
Cuts he can throw that, but I've never seen that.
I'm waiting
to see the next Ichiro Suzuki cut one loose from right field. And I wonder, Paul Skenes, do we know if he made the Pirates? Is he going to be up in the big
league? I don't think he made their opening day.
We'll see if it's soon enough. I think the Pirates are coming. I don't know about the Cardinals winning, but I think the Pirates might. And it got me thinking the best pitcher I ever saw, a young guy. I think he started at 19, too, was Dwight Gooden. Beautiful pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've watched baseball a long time. He's one of the most beautiful pitchers I've ever seen, and I'm ready for baseball. You be good. Good luck to you guys. Of course, I like the Orioles, as you know, but I like the players too. So everybody be good.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a fun time. Call us up during the season, especially when the Orioles play the Yanks.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. You take care and all that. I'm Nationals first and then the Orioles, but I'll see how much time I got. I'm just excited for baseball, and I can tell you.
When the Nationals face the Mets, we'll have that conversation as well.
Oh, yeah, and the only people I don't like are a couple of people in Houston, and once they go out of Houston, then I won't have any disregard.
Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker.
Yeah, they just need to switch teams, and then I can start to forgive them and the Astros. But not until then, I can't. So, but other than that, I'm ready for all the players, and everybody be good and have a great season. So, thank you for taking my call, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Chris. One more. Paul's in Memphis, Tennessee. Before we go to the break, Paul, you're going to talk about something that I mentioned before. Go for it.
Oh yeah. Well, first of all, good morning and happy New Year, Keith, to you
good
and all
morning,
of our Yankee
good
fans.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
I just love this time of year because it's just full of hope. And then, like you said, let's strap in and see how the roller coaster goes.
Yep.
But you had mentioned something about baseball in Ireland. So I'm Irish. I have an Irish passport. I'm dual citizen American. And I've been in Dublin a lot, especially for sporting events, Gaelic football, rugby, and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I went to two of the facilities that could host a Major League Baseball game, and I superimposed a baseball diamond into these facilities. And one is called Croke Park. It hosts 82,000 people. That's usually for Gaelic football because that's the type of fervor that they have for that. But Aviva Stadium, which is where the Irish rugby team plays and the Irish soccer team plays, it fits perfectly. It's like Wembley all over again. So you're onto something there, and you really jazzed me up, and I just want to thank you because I'm going to start exploring this thing, and who knows where this energy can go, but thank you for releasing that energy out into the
universe. Oh, of course. Major League Baseball will make it happen. They're trying to go everywhere. Us talking about it, somebody's hearing it. Wow. If this gets tweeted out, I'm sure we're not the first ones to talk about it. I loved Ireland, man, from the breakfast that I had out there, all the food that I had out there. I went to the Jameson Distillery. That was sick. I love Jameson. I wish I had more time. I landed in the morning. I had to fly out before it was dark. I'm like, that wasn't enough time.
Well, you know what? Next time, I will make sure that all my cousins kidnap you and you get to stay a month.
I would love to just get off the grid and stay in Ireland for a month. I'll come back a complete different guy. Keith McPherson. Super Mick. Thanks for the call, Paul. 877. 877- 337-6666. My last hour coming up. I'll fire up the TikTok live. We'll keep talking baseball on the Fan as it is officially opening day. Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.